What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. I'll be your host, Zach Clinton. And as always, I hope and pray you had a blessed weekend and are having a great start to your week. But if you haven't, then I believe you're here listening today for a reason, and my prayer is that you would find some hope, encouragement, and motivation in and throughout today's conversation. Today, you guys, we're going to be having a very fascinating conversation and discussion as we get to explore the future of soul care. In today's conversation, we'll be unpacking questions like, can technology and artificial intelligence really be used in a way that helps strengthen and develop the church rather than tearing it apart? As well as, what is the church actually doing to help solve some of these challenges facing today's generations? Our special guest joining us to help answer some of these questions is a man who I've gotten to know pretty well over the last several years, and he's a dear friend of all of us here at the AACC. In my opinion, our guest today is a gift to the church, as he's been deeply involved in solving technology challenges for the church for over 20 years. He also serves on the executive team as the Chief Solutions Officer at Glue, which is an organization better known for being the trusted platform that releases the collective might for the church. And our guest is responsible for marketing, sales, success, and all facets of growing and serving Glue's network of churches, networks, and faith partners. Prior to Glue, our guest co-founded Ministry Brands, which is the world's largest church and ministry technology company. As president of Ministry Brands, he completed over 40-plus roll-up acquisitions and led the company to win Private Equity Deal of the Year for 2017. In addition to his experience starting, building, and coaching companies for kingdom and business impact alike, our special guest has also served in lay leadership roles at several churches across multiple denominations, and he currently lives in the Denver, Colorado area with his wife and two children. Joining us today is a dear friend, Mr. Brad Hill. But before we dive into today's conversation, I wanted to remind you of our premier sponsor for the podcast, which is our parent company and association called the American Association of Christian Counselors. You see, here at the AACC, we are committed to assisting Christian counselors, the entire community of care, licensed professionals, pastors, and lay church members with little or no formal training. Our vision here at AACC really revolves around two critical dimensions. First, we seek to serve the Christian church worldwide by helping it become more mature in Christ while taking on God's heart of love and sacrificial care. And secondly, we seek to serve, educate, and equip professionals in the mental health field through continuing education opportunities, such as our world and national conferences, live webinars, other training events, and our printed education and training materials. We are committed to helping the church equip God's people to love and care for each other in the same spirit that Christ loves and cares for us. To find out more about all that we're doing here at the AACC, or to check out the countless resources we have to offer, please visit our website at aacc.net. Again, that's aacc.net. Now, as promised, let's dive into a fascinating and thought-provoking conversation here on the podcast around the future of soul care, how technology and AI are being used to strengthen the church with Chief Solutions Officer at Glue and a pioneering leader in church technology, Mr. Brad Hill. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be here, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Always a blessing to have the opportunity to have a conversation with you about some really cool technological advances that we're continuing to see within ministry, the church at large, even the mental health care space, and really what I like to call the soul care space. I think a lot of these things we're going to talk about today are probably some things our listeners and viewers maybe don't know a lot about, but I also believe that they're kind of the future of where our profession is heading. I know some great things about you, and Glue is doing some incredible things too, but I wanted to just give them a better understanding of who you are up front. Brad, I know you serve as the Chief Solutions Officer at Glue. You've really just been someone who has continually advocated and paved the way for Glue to continually expand the reach and the connection of the church. But beyond that, Brad, I'm interested here up front in knowing what was it that really drew your interest into the intersection of business, ministry, and then this innovative technological space?
Well, yeah, Zach, I mean, you got it exactly right. I've long felt kind of God putting a calling on me personally to live in that strange intersection. One of these days, I'm going to get a Venn diagram picture, you know, with those three circles intersecting. I love it when when people in the business world get a chance to contemplate how can I bring ministry into my place of work? Yeah. And then I also love the opposite, right? Where someone who's a professional in whatever vocation maybe could lend their skill sets and giftings into ministry or the local church. And then I'm also just wired to be kind of a nerd, and I like technology. I like innovation. So I'm not afraid to try new things and break glass sometimes, as they say. But man, if you can find that sweet spot where those three things kind of come together. And by the way, we see throughout scripture all kinds of examples where there's innovation, right? Yes. And you know, Paul said, I'll be all things to all people, so I by all means may win some. And so, you know, my belief is, man, we're called when new things come around or when there's a chance to grab hold of maybe something that's innovative. Mm-hmm. The world's going to have it. You know, other parts of culture are going to have it. I think all of us that are trying to carry this gospel forward need to use every tool available to us.
Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating what you do. I'm so grateful for people like you. All of us here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, we're grateful for our strategic partnership alongside of you guys and just the advancements that you are making, not just, again, in ministry, but also mental health care. What I know about you, though, sir, is you've been in this space for a while. From when I saw and read up and listened to a podcast earlier about you, 20 to 25 years since the early days and stages of the internet. I'm interested, how have you seen this technological world grow and evolve within the many years you spent in the space?
Well, I think the church, even going back before I was born, Zach, I would say the church has always had a really interesting relationship with technology. Mm-hmm. I was speaking to someone else earlier today, in fact, going all the way back to the printing press, which I would say was, you know, an early form of technology for sure. Yep. That has revolutionized culture. And, you know, when that thing came out, the church wasn't so sure that we needed to have words on paper that everybody could read. And then, you know, you could fast forward through television, or before that, radio and television, and then internet was kind of when I came of, you know, more awareness. And you know, I've watched the church have this kind of mixed relationship with technology, but we're having this conversation literally right now because the internet makes it possible for you and I to sit in different states and talk about, you know, how the kingdom can address this mental health epidemic we're living in. And that would not have been possible 20, 25 years ago. So praise God that we have this technology. But yeah, from a career standpoint, I've started businesses, I've led businesses, sat with lots and lots of pastors, convincing them 20 years ago that the internet was a real thing and you should probably pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later on, churches figured out whether we should take tithes and offerings over online giving, right? Or is that, you know, holy to do that? Or should we not take credit cards for tithes? And, you know, now we're dealing with social media and then AI. Yeah. And so as these tools have evolved and as the church has kind of like figured out how and whether we want to approach any given technology of the moment, the average pastor sits there and has this basket of tools. They have apps, they have websites, they have databases, etc. And the opportunity we see here at Glue is that there's now a lot of technology serving into the kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Zach. I use an app every day to read my Bible.
Yep,
I do. I have mobile apps maybe to help me with prayer prompts or praying for my neighbors. There's great technology out there. The problem is a lot of it's not connected. In fact, almost none of it is connected. So we use the word connect a lot here at Glue, and we would describe Glue as a platform that really is designed to release the collective might of the church. Yeah. And what that means for us, and I'm called to this out of my decades of experience, I believe that we're not lacking the individual tools and the components we need. But we do have a need for better connection across the church. That could be American Association of Christian Counselors, better connecting with a local congregation, or an app that has data that would be valuable to better serve people. So, Glue, we really fashion ourselves as something of a connector, something of a switchboard, you might say. Mm-hmm. And we love to partner with you guys and many others because you're really, in a sense, on those front lines. And if we can better connect what you're doing to others, we feel like the kingdom gets to lean into its potential.
We're, again, so incredibly grateful for all of the incredible advances that you guys are continuing to bring to what we have to offer at AACC, to what the church has to offer as a whole. And I love that definition, because as I was sharing with you a little bit before we even clicked play on this, was sometimes at all of our events, we talk about this strategic partnership we have with you guys, we share about you guys from stage, but people will still come up and they'll ask that question, like, what is glue? And I think you gave that great kind of synopsis right there. I even saw it on your platform and on your website, known as being the trusted platform that releases the collective might for really what I would say the entire faith ecosystem, right? Your church, the church at large, so many different things within the faith community. And you see, this stuff, in my opinion, is so incredibly important to recognize and to really understand what is happening. Because what you guys are doing in this space then helps significantly, in my opinion, not just when it comes to faith and ministry, but again, the entire ministry of soul care at large, which even includes mental health and also the healthcare needs and system involved. Something I find so fascinating then, Brad, is this explore motion that you guys are continuing to press into. Share with us a little about what that means, what glue is finding especially. What are people exploring in this day and age and in culture and society?
Well, you know, Zach, for a few years now, we've been progressively working on different ways to help the church leverage online sources, social media, digital marketing to expand our reach. We don't think it's optional. We think that it's really imperative that, like I said earlier, we leverage every tool available to us. And as a friend of ours likes to say, every single person you're trying to reach is online. That doesn't mean that online is the only way to reach them. However, if your strategy is absent any sort of like online component, it's highly likely that you're missing a big component of your potential. Mm-hmm. What we learned is that every single day, in any city that anyone's listening to this right now, there are going to be people on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google, on TikTok, who are battling something. They're carrying something. It could be really serious. It could also just be simply questions about faith, questions about God. But it could also be in any of those soul care topics, like you said, Zach. And, you know, I think what's being baked into our generation right now is, hey, when you have a question, when you have a problem, it's pretty rare that somebody thinks, oh, I should go to the church and they can help me. That happens very rarely now, sadly, but it's true. Instead, and we know this because, by the way, we've done like videos where we literally just walk the street and ask somebody, where do you turn when you have a time of need? Where do you go when you need help? Answer, overwhelmingly, Google. People turn online. They trust maybe things they see in a feed before they would trust things that they get told by someone in their life. Yep. And so what we also learned is when people turn to these screens for help, the answers they're getting back from those screens, Zach, are almost never from anything faith-based.
Right.
They get secular answers. They get connected to, you know, any number of, let's say, mental health, psychology, you know, wellness apps, whatever. And I'm not necessarily discounting that whole category as bad.
Yeah.
However, what I am saying is we in the church are really missing a golden opportunity to put ourselves in the pathway of those who are searching.
Yeah.
And so what we've begun to do here at Glue over these last few years is really try to, correct that. And what's also true is it's not inexpensive. It's not trivial to try to get in the same place as page one on Google for certain web searches, or get enough traffic where you get seen on Instagram. So there's a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes that's gone into designing ads that people see, locating donors that want to fund this kind of program, and then really having an engine behind all this that knows how to connect someone when they click on that ad, or when they, you know, respond to a video or something. How do we connect them to the person that's best equipped to help them right now? And we've done that now with thousands and thousands of churches. We're excited. We recently celebrated going past 300,000 connections that have been made into various responders. And Zach, you guys at AACC are such an incredible part of this, because you guys have a program called Mental Health Coach.
Yep.
We have Dare to Care. We have several different avenues that are progressively training and equipping people to have their catcher's mitts out digitally.
That's right. That's right.
And that, and when those explorers, those people come through these avenues, we're delighted to be connecting them to a lot of the mental health coaches that you guys train. So this to us is just a beautiful picture of what collective might really looks like. You've got donors, you've got marketing specialists, you've got churches, you've got AACC, and then the responders themselves. And so we're just trying to bring this all together. And we think this is an incredible harvest, and the church can actually be part of solving this crisis.
Absolutely. You know, I think over the last 4 to 5 years, there have been people that are just incredibly hurting and broken. We always say, you've heard us say this, that we've moved from a mental health crisis to a mental health disaster. We're seeing things like anxiety, depression, addiction, suicidality. All of these statistics are on the rise. They're skyrocketing to places that we've never seen them before. And like you said, people are easily and quickly, especially the next generation, my generation, we always are turning to our phones, to our devices, to technology, to Google. Like you said, Dr. Google, one of the best places to go to find our answers. But when we don't have the hope, right, and they're not guiding us toward that, then it's actually maybe it's doing us a world of hurt more than it is doing us a world of healing. And as we seek for these answers, that's why I'm grateful for what you guys are doing, our strategic partnership, as you mentioned, our mental health coaching program. You guys have helped us now train over 50,000 students in that mental health coach training program through the church. Over 22,000 churches have gotten involved in what we're doing. You can guys can sign up if you're interested even in hearing that at AACC.net, find out more about that. But also, be sure to continue to check out what Glue is doing. I'm interested, though, Brad, beyond AACC, I would love to hear some other cool kind of collaborations that you guys are doing, some cool projects that maybe you have in the works that you're excited about and you'd be willing to share.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple partnerships. And yeah, actually, this is timely. We're sitting here today and recording, Zach. I wanted to brag for a minute on one of our churches. So
yeah.
I literally just heard the story 2 hours ago that we've got a church that's been with us now maybe a year and a half on this program. And they had one individual in the church who had gone through mental health coach training, gotten certified, and she was set up and has been receiving these Explorer connections. And this is a church in West Virginia. They've now crossed 300 connections.
Wow.
That she's responded to. She's over the moon excited, but also realizes that's a lot for one person to handle. And so she's following a best practice that we always recommend, which is build a team. So she is now has invited five of her, I don't know if it's small group members or fellow congregants, to also go through mental health coach training.
Wow.
And her statement to us was, we want to become known as a church that cares about the mental health in our community. And so most of the matches we're sending her way are people who are local. Our average Explorer match right now is about 13 miles. That's kind of the average distance. So we try to get local when we can. And we're just so thrilled when we hear stories like that, because it's really awakening, I think, a calling in a lot of folks. Prior to that, you know, you think about the old days of church. People walk in Sunday morning. They look nice. They're dressed up and looking good. And you don't always know what's going on behind the surface there. But with Explorers, you do. Like, they come in, they're very transparent, and it allows you very quickly to move to more of a moment of ministry where you're really getting to the heart of what that person may be carrying or wondering about. I wanted to give you two. I've got in front of me the six top subjects that we've been seeing. This is just last 30 days. Number one, and these are specific topics that are drawing explorers in to connect with someone. Number one is anxiety. Number two is toxic relationships.
Wow.
Three would be some kind of loss, you know, had a death, had just something I'm grieving. Wondering if I have depression is number four. Feelings of sadness. And then the final one that actually I'm kind of glad about is really just a desire to connect. It's a little more generic, but whereas the first do kind of have a heavy feeling or a heaviness to them, there's a lot of people out there too that may or may not be hitting a struggle moment in life, and yet they still desire connection, someone to talk to, someone to text with, maybe someone to pray over them. So the encouragement is for folks out there that maybe haven't explored this as deeply yet. This isn't just for people that are struggling, although, you know, we're grateful to serve them too. But this is also a tremendous avenue to reach those people who would never just wander into a church,
right,
or never just wander into a gospel community, but they might click on something digitally and in that way form a relationship and get engaged. Wow. So that's news to a lot of pastors, by the way, when we can share the data, like I just read you that list. You know, we literally can help a pastor understand locally what are the true needs right in your backyard, and how might you want to think about tuning your ministry to those needs.
See, I think that's absolutely fascinating because, as you even mentioned, those top six searches, although the, like you said, the top five are heartbreaking to me, and really I would even say the sixth can be in a sense heartbreaking in the sense of they're looking for that connectivity, which means I think loneliness is a big thing in our world and society today. We're seeing all of these issues, all of these themes, but yet what you guys get to do is be, again, the strategic partners and the connectors in this space to be able to help those explorers and those searchers find and connect to help, hope, and healing, which is ultimately found in Christ and through the church in these types of facets and avenues. So what a blessing you guys are. I know a sensitive topic that a lot of people are probably wondering about, because I'm sure it is something that gets searched often, because it's one that, again, because of the sensitivity, people probably don't want to just openly, like, kind of just put it out there to a friend, go straight to a counselor, but it's that of suicide. And I know you guys have a real heart for suicide prevention. I've read on your guys' website that GLUE believes that the collective might of partners and individuals coming together, as well as technology, including AI, are critical in suicide prevention. So, Brad, I'm interested, with everything going on with AI, how does that continue to advance everything that you guys are doing, and where do you see this thing heading in the years to come?
Yeah, I so appreciate you bringing that up, Zach. It is sensitive, but it's such an important subject and one that we need to be talking about, you know, as much or more than we are. Yeah, so a couple things. One of the other offerings that churches make use of on GLUE is something we call hubs. So we have on GLUE, we have what are called hubs. AACC, for example, has its own hub, as do many other partners of ours. And one of the things that we released last fall of 2023 is something called the Suicide Prevention Hub. We did that in conjunction with National Suicide Awareness Month. And AACC has some contributions here, as do some other partners.
Yeah.
We did some work with a group called Quarterbacks United, which was a really heartening effort across the NFL to raise awareness and, you know, draw people in that need help. But we believe, and I know you guys share this, Zach, that churches can use all the equipping they can get on this subject.
Yep.
And so, number one, I think just having the conversation and I think offering the resources is important. And with GLUE, we're providing essentially a distribution mechanism. You know, currently we have over 100,000 churches that have a GLUE account and have access to this. So it's an efficient way for us to get things out. But then back to the explorers we were talking about, what we know is that on any given day, any given night, someone coming through these channels that may exhibit any of those conditions we talked about, loneliness, maybe depression, anxiety, toxic relationships, there is a portion of those where that maybe trauma or that life event has created in them a feeling of there's no hope to go on.
Right.
You know, maybe this is where I end things, right? And obviously we want to prevent that. And so what we've been able to do steadily over the last year or so is employ some new technologies to help. So whereas we used to have people literally in the seat to look at every single explorer and try to get them matched carefully to the right responder. And that's a careful process, but it does take time, right? It was taking us an average of 3 hours or so to make each match. Minutes and hours count, as you know, Zach, like when somebody's in that you know, valley moment. And so we're excited that technologies like AI have now allowed us to take that 3 hour time down to milliseconds.
Wow.
And so we can now make a match more quickly. And when we recognize a pattern, someone is typing in words that kind of look like this is a pretty serious moment for this individual. We don't just send that to a church. We don't just send it to a lay mental health coach. Mm. We're going to more often direct that to a trained, specially equipped ministry that explicitly is there to handle folks who may be ready to harm themselves. Wow. And so on any given day, we see 5 to 10 of those on average. And we're grateful, we're thankful, praise God, that we've seen 7,000 or 8,000 so far of those connections. And we believe that could reflect, 7,000 or 8,000 lives that may have been saved because they were in the depths of the internet. They happened to see something at the right time. We got them connected to a gospel-centered ministry that told them there's hope and you need to live another day. Stay here. Yeah. So we're continuing to dive into that. But yeah, that's a really cool use where for all we see and read about AI,
yep,
we're trying to bring it to the table in a way that actually might be saving lives.
Man, Brad, again, it's so cool to hear all that you guys are doing, because I think sometimes, the internet, AI especially, they can be some controversial subjects and topics, especially within the church, because they can do a world of hurt, a world of bad. But at the end of the day, it's amazing to hear testimonies, stories, ministries like what you guys are doing, because you're offering, again, worlds of hope to people in milliseconds, to where I understand now a better understanding and a better grasp that when people are exploring and they're looking up these things, they're desperately seeking help, that you guys are behind the scenes doing the work, doing the ministry to connect them strategically to the right people, so that way, again, they can connect not just through technology but through embodied relationship, whether that be at their church, whether that be at a counseling center, so on and so forth. You guys are doing amazing work. What I want to ask you is, where do you see Glue heading in the next 5 to 10 years? But also, how can all of our listeners and viewers get involved, and where can we go to help support this mission and this vision that you find yourself on?
Yeah, well, we're taking it in a sense like, one quarter, 1 year at a time here, yeah, because, man, the world's moving fast. Technology's moving fast. So we keep a pretty open hand. Man makes plans, Lord directs his steps, right?
Amen.
At the same time, I would say, Zach, we do have a vision, and we want that collective might statement that you echoed earlier. We really have a vision that, just like we read about in the New Testament several times, like Ephesians 4, the church is a body, and the body has many parts, and every part is called to its own specific job. And at the end of that Ephesians 4 passage, there's a phrase that says, "and every supporting ligament." And so God's design is that the body has many parts and that those parts are connected. So, our job continues as long as we see opportunity to better connect the parts of the church. That means, is the right content and resourcing flowing to the right people who need it? Are the right apps connected in the ways they need to be? Is data moving in all the right ways with all the right privacy and trust safeguards? And also funding. Like, how are we thinking about the realities that we need economic models that allow the kingdom to flourish? And so all of those points of connection and exchange are areas that you're going to see Glue focused on here for this year, and hopefully those next 3-5 years and beyond. We'd love people to stay close to what's happening and, yeah, be on the platform glue.us, and Glue is GLOO. So it's glue.us. That's our main website. It's probably the best front door to come in and check out what we're doing. That's an invitation for whether you're a church leader, whether you're someone who's just passionate about soul care. I love your phrase, Zach. That's great. We have a lot in there in partnership with you guys at AACC, plus hundreds and hundreds of ministries that are offering their content, their videos, their materials. We have free technology tools that churches can take part in. Wow. And there's a lot of things that you can purchase and discover there as well. So, yeah, we'd love to have everybody create an account. And in many ways, we think what Glue is doing is good for the whole church, because we need a place where we're all connected, and we need a place where we're all gathered, and we can then, exert our God-given gifts and are part of the body.
You guys really are trying to be the glue to bring apart every facet and every action of this team toward the same direction. I would push all of our listeners and viewers, go to glue.us, again, GLOO.us, and being able to just connect with them, look up their valuable resources, and get involved. This is important, and we need people to step into this moment and into the gap now more than ever. Brad, how I always like to close out our conversations here on the podcast are just by allowing our guests the opportunity just to share a pressing word that God has placed on their heart for such a time as this. So to the person I would love for you to kind of speak to in this moment is maybe one of those people that are those explorers that are searching up some of those challenging topics. Maybe they feel discouraged, disappointed, deflated, defeated. Maybe they're just really, really struggling right now, Brad. What would you say to them that kind of just leave them with, that would give them a sense of hope, encouragement, and motivation on the road ahead, just in the space that you're doing and where God has directed you guys to lead?
Well, I think, Zach, you know, we have a rare front row seat here at Glue so often to seeing these people come through and then progressively watching them get served and get connected. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. And my encouragement to an explorer, whether there's someone who's ever had faith as part of their history or not, is that there is a vibrant community of people who are all carrying things, right? We're all on some form of journey. Yeah. Never mistake that this is like an us and them type of scenario. Like, we're all on some kind of journey. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes I'm ahead, but man, we're all fellow journeyers here. And so our belief is that when someone is grounded in a gospel-centered community, one that's seeking after Jesus every day, that that is the answer. And a lot of our work here at Glue is that we hear the word flourishing so often in our culture today. Yeah. And when someone is flourishing spiritually in that community, the science tells us that every other area of life tends to have a correlated rise. Mm-hmm. So whether you've sought help, you know, in other stations of culture, other areas, we can tell you, we can attest that as these explorers are getting connected to communities that are chasing after Jesus, it does tend to have, it doesn't happen overnight. Yeah. There's no guarantees, right? But these explorers to us are finding that everlasting hope in an area that nowhere else in culture can offer.
Wow. I appreciate that word, reminding people that they are never alone in the midst of the fight that we call life. My dad, he always has reminded me that God would love nothing more than to use people as conduits through which he channels his messages of hope, encouragement, and motivation to a broken and hurting people. For you guys, I want our listeners to understand those people, those messages of hope, they don't always just come from the front stage, from on the stage. They can also be behind the scenes. And that's exactly what you guys are doing at Glue. And I'm grateful for you, my friend. All of us here, again, at the American Association of Christian Counselors, are grateful for you, Brad Hill, and are grateful for Glue and all of the strategic connections and partnerships that you guys are continuing to do to minister for people God's way. Brad, thank you, my friend, for your time and your willingness to join me today. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Zach, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, you guys, as we close, if you've been encouraged by today's conversation and all that Glue is doing, again, be sure to get involved and be a part of what they're doing by visiting their website, which can be found at glue.us or glue.us. But also, I wanted to make you aware of another very special offer that we are in partnership with Glue about. It's actually called our Mental Health Coaching Certification. If you're interested in being further educated and equipped to meet the needs of today's generations, this program is most definitely for you. You don't have to be a licensed professional. You don't even have to have a mental health background whatsoever. You guys, this is a program for anyone and everyone who has a heart for the broken and a heart for the hurting. Our mental health coaching program is a 42-hour, biblically-based, clinically excellent training program that features some of the world's leading mental health experts. It's built around our three R's, helping you become more equipped to recognize the challenges and mental health symptoms people may be experiencing, helping you respond more effectively in times of need, and then helping you make a competency-based referral when necessary to get people the help that they need. This program is completed through on-demand video lectures that are available 24/7, 365, meaning that you can study anywhere, anytime, at your own pace on any of your favorite devices. And you guys, the crazy part about all of this is that this program is really worth over $2,400. But because of a very generous, mission-minded family who decided to come alongside of us to help make this project become a reality, you can actually become a mental health coach today by simply signing up and applying for a scholarship at our website, which will be listed in our show notes, making the program completely free of charge besides a simple $54 tech fee. That's it. No strings attached. So in knowing that more than ever before, people are turning to the church for their mental health struggles, but also in knowing that the church has largely been ill-equipped to help until now, I would encourage you to join over 50,000 people just like you who have enrolled in our mental health coach training program and become equipped today to help those you love, those you serve, and those you interact with. Again, for a limited time, you can claim a full tuition scholarship and only pay a one-time tech fee of $54 today by going to the link to our website at Light University for a mental health coach training program, which can be found again in the show notes. So my friend, join us as we pray that God would continue to do His work in and through our lives as we more effectively strive to care for people God's way. As always, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We love being a part of your life, and we hope to see you right back here next time on the Built Different Podcast.